Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about MyDigitalMoney. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. MyDigitalMoney also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick-acting solution. Try it today, risk-free, for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describe mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with 5 specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2910, and today's date is October 27th, 2022, and the title of the episode is The Picture is Becoming Clearer, Tyranny, Treason, and Election Fraud, No Escape, No Deals. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're pushing their agenda like we've never seen before. Now, remember, as they push this, they don't have a cover story. They don't have a war. They don't have the global economic shutdown. There's no pandemic. All of that has been stripped away, and now they're completely exposed, and everyone can see what they're actually doing. And while you're in an energy crisis where there's a problem with the fuel costs, and you're running out of diesel fuel, and you decide not to take gas from Russia, and I'm talking about out in Europe, people can see the agenda. People can see what they are pushing right now. And the people can see that you're not helping the situation. You're hurting the situation. Actually, you're creating the situation. And if you look, you can see these criminal syndicate leaders. They're talking within their own little tiny bubble. And the people are outside of this bubble saying, we don't agree with this. People aren't going along with the climate change. They're not believing this. And every push they make, they're digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Look what's happening out in Europe. They've already decided, you know what? We're going to get rid of gas-powered vehicles by 2035, just like California. What do you think the people are doing right now as they're hearing this? They're saying this is absolutely ridiculous because shouldn't we be concerned with what's going to happen this winter? Because we know this winter is coming. We don't have the fuel that we need to heat our houses. We're probably not going to have enough electricity, but you're worried about getting rid of gas-powered cars right now in 2035? See, people can see what they're doing, what they really care about. They don't care about the people. They care about their certain agenda. Since we're in an energy crisis that they created right now, you would think they'd be saying, okay, you know something, we need to drill a little bit more. We need to get oil. We need to do something. We need to make our country energy independent. We need to have the coal-fired plants. We need all of this. But that's not what they're doing. They're shutting everything down. I mean, look what's happening out in the UK. Sunak, who is the prime minister, he reinstates the fracking ban despite the energy crisis. So there's an energy crisis, and they're pushing the World Economic Forum agenda, and they are shutting down fracking, which is going to make the entire situation even worse. But remember, this is what the deep state wants. This is what the World Economic Forum wants. This is what the private West Central Bank wants. They are trapped in their own agenda. Everything was countered. They can't go back right now. It's like a snowball going down the hill, picking up speed, and all of a sudden becomes an avalanche, and you just can't stop it. This is what they've done from the very beginning. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is what they wanted them to do. They saw the pandemic. They saw an opportunity. And if they go backwards now and they say, okay, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't go with the Green New Deal. Maybe we shouldn't go with making windmills and solar power panels all over the place. Maybe we shouldn't get rid of the gas vehicles. What would the population say at that point? Well, why were you pushing it on us in the first place if now you're backing out of it? So they have no choice but to move forward right now. And as they move forward, this is going to destroy their entire agenda. Look what's happening here in the United States with the diesel shortage. Right now, we have a diesel fuel shortage, which is spreading across the eastern United States. And we could see that this is going to be a huge problem now moving forward. Mansfield Energy is now requiring a 72-hour notice for deliveries to obtain freight and fuel because conditions are rapidly devolving. And at times, these carriers, they have to visit multiple terminals to find supply, which delays deliveries and strains local trucking capacity. And the United States has about, 25 days of supply as of October 14th, which is down from a 34.2-day supply from the previous month. And this affects freight trains. It affects long-haul trucks. They both run on diesel. And a shortage and an increase in prices, what does that translate into? That translates into higher prices on goods and food nationwide, which means if they can't transport these items, what's going to happen? Those same items, the price of them is going to start to rise, which is inflation, which means you're going to need a lot more of your paper currency to buy those same items. So even though the Fed is out there saying with our interest rates, we are now controlling inflation. Remember, this is a midterm economic illusion, just like the fuel prices. And we know this for a fact because Biden went to Saudi Arabia and said, listen, don't cut the oil production before the midterms. Can you wait like one day before the midterms or maybe, you know, a couple days after? So this way people, you know, don't see it until later on. This is how you know we're in a midterm economic illusion. And once the midterms are over, they're not going to care. And if we have a diesel fuel shortage, that is going to affect the economy like we've never seen before. It's going to get worse and worse before the entire crisis comes to an end, where the Patriots, then with the people will move us into a different system. But as we move along this, I think people are going to see the differences. And Trump, he's continually pointing out the differences and saying, listen, when I was in the White House, look how the economy was back then. Compare it to now. And I do believe Trump, he did this on purpose so people would see the difference. You can see the two different agendas. One agenda was helping the people. The other agenda is about destroying the economy, because that's what the World Economic Forum and the Private Western Central Bank wants. So he put this out on Truth once again, and he says how it started. The last day under Trump, inflation was at 1.4%. Today, under Biden, it's 8.3%. Gas under Trump was $2.39. Gas under Biden was $3.76. Under Trump, it was for a 30-year mortgage rate, it was 2.65%. Now under Biden, it's 7.8%. Average rent prices under Trump was $1,625. The average rent price under Biden is $2,039. The NASDAQ was up by 13,000 points. The NASDAQ is now down 10,000 points. Grocery prices increased 3.7% under Trump. Grocery prices increased to 13.5% under Biden. Electricity rose by 1.5% under Trump. Under Biden, it's 15.8%. Real average hourly earnings increased 4% under Trump. Real average hourly earnings decreased by 2.8% under Biden. You can see the difference. You can see a president that was benefiting the people. Remember, Trump, he was playing in a central bank illusionary economy. He was still bound by their system. Can you imagine if when he removes the central bank system? Can you imagine when we don't have to borrow money with interest attached? Can you imagine what the system's going to look like? Now, Biden, yes, he's playing under the same central bank illusionary system, but he's on course with a different agenda. He's following along the central bank of the World Economic Forum and the puppet masters. They want to destroy this economy. They want to bring us into the central bank digital currency, their new system where they have total control. And the people now are seeing the difference. See, they're awake now. There's no destruction. There's no global economic shutdown. They can see it all. Now, what's very interesting about all of this, and we know that the midterms are coming up and we're in the midterm economic illusionary system right now, because they kind of put a pause on everything and they said, okay, after the midterms, we're just going to let loose. Who cares at that point? And now they manipulated the GDP numbers. And you'll see why I say manipulated, because it really doesn't show the entire picture. Conservative Treehouse put this out and it says the top line of third quarter GDP at 2.6% looks good. However, even a cursory look into the numbers shows an alarm. The domestic U.S. economy, as measured by Main Street creating goods and services for domestic consumption, contracted in the third quarter. The gross domestic product calculation is a valuation of all goods and services created within the economy, minus the value of goods and services imported. Even a cursory look under the top line number shows how the import-export dynamic creates the illusion of economic growth. In the third quarter, we exported hundreds of billions worth of energy products, including massive liquid natural gas. Where did that go? That went to Europe. And they were buying it like crazy. Oil sales to the global market from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. And they sold off a lot of that oil to China. And they used a little bit of it to bring down oil prices or to keep them steady. We also sold billions in weapons to Europe. Those sales are calculated as exports, lifting the GDP number. At the time, imports of durable goods into the United States collapsed, meaning less was deducted from the GDP. The net import-export impact on the GDP dynamic was plus 2.77%, meaning the third quarter import-export dynamic alone contributed to 2.7% growth to the percentage of change for the prior year. The total GDP only rose 2.6% because the actual economic value created domestically got smaller. We made less internally, sold less internally, and consumers purchased less internally. So we exported 17.2% more goods in the third quarter than in the second quarter. And that was energy. That was food sales to the global market. It was weaponry. We imported 8.7% less goods in the third quarter than the second quarter. That's mostly the drop in companies ordering products from overseas for sales in the United States. Companies imported less because inventories climbed as consumers stopped purchasing durable goods and non-essentials. The Biden administration will use the 2.6% GDP number to claim the U.S. recession never existed. The Biden administration claim of growing economy falls flat because the only part of the economy that is growing is the part that fuels the energy needs of Europe. So they use this to mask what's really happening here in the country. Because does that affect the everyday person's life? No. If they're feeling inflation, if they're feeling higher fuel costs and they're spending less, companies, they're not going to be producing. They're not going to be selling. So the only thing that we see happening right now is the sale of gas to Europe and weaponry. So this is an illusion right now to make you think, before the midterms, of course, that everything is fine. What do you think is going to happen the next quarter? It's going to get worse and worse. And this number is going to start to drop. Remember, we were in negative territory in GDP numbers. All of a sudden, it shot up. Really think about that for a second. DC Drano put this out and says, here's the difference between MAGA and the left. When our guy won, you made more money, food was cheap, streets were safer, kids were better educated, borders were almost fully closed, and your biggest concern was a sarcastic tweet, and you were told to be angry at that by the news. With Biden in power, babies don't have formula, murder rates are at record highs, millions of illegals are flooding in, gas and food prices are sky high, we're entering a recession, you can't afford a car, you can't afford a house, but don't worry, we don't have mean tweets. And are they really that mean, or are these tweets the truth and the facts that people can't handle? Because usually when the truth comes out and facts come out, people say you're being mean because they have nothing left. They can't fight against it. And what we're seeing is the difference between Trump and Biden. And now people see who was working for the people and who's working against the people. Yes, Biden can come out and their White House press secretary can come out and say, oh, the economy's great. But people don't really listen to that anymore because when you go to work and your wages aren't increasing, but fuel is, food is, and everything else that you do is, you know that there's something wrong. And after the midterms, it's really going to start to get crazy. And I do believe when Biden said, you know, if the Republicans take the House and the Senate, they already know that's going to happen. He said that the economy's going to crash, which means he already knows that there's a problem with the economy. He knows it's going to crash, and that's why he's saying it. So this is going to be very interesting moving forward. But I think what's going to happen with PayPal now pushing that $2,500 fine, and I do believe you'll start to see other financial institutions join in with this. They'll say, okay, you're putting out misinformation or disinformation. We're going to have to charge you $2,500. And as they keep doing this, do you think people are going to be like, hey, and store owners and business owners and everything else, they're going to be like, hey, this is great. And all of a sudden they get a fine. No, they're going to say, I'm not doing business with this payment system or with this bank or this financial institution. People are going to start to move away. And this has already started. Think about it. How many people close their PayPal accounts? There's going to be a lot more. Because once they start issuing this fine, it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. And as other financial institutions come on board, it's going to be a disaster. If you really think about it and you step back and you think to yourself, and let's say you're thinking like Trump right now, and you're thinking like the military, and you want to destroy the private West central bank system. Well, of course, you allow the enemy to do what they do best. They push their agenda. And if you know the agenda and you know their playbook, you allow them to do this because why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? But if you know the playbook and you know they're going to start controlling what people think and what people say and what people sell, and they're going to penalize you for this. And this reminds me of Obamacare. Oh, you don't take our health insurance? You're penalized. They're doing the same exact thing. And if you really look at it, if you know this playbook and you need people to say enough is enough, and you need people to move away from financial institutions into a different currency, how would you force the population into doing this? Well, I think you're seeing it right now. I think you're seeing the beginning stages of it. Because remember, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, their entire agenda right now is to control the people. They need to shut down people from speaking out. This is why you see censorship. This is why you see the banks getting involved right now. They need to stop people from protesting. This is why you're seeing all this, because they need control. And if you think this control is bad, the central bank digital currency is about 1,000 times worse. And you won't be fine. You just won't be able to do anything. And I think what this is going to do, this is going to push people away. And store owners, business owners, they're going to start to do business. Yes, they might be using both the fiat currency and maybe Bitcoin or some other type of currency, but I do believe they're going to be using multiple forms of currency. And people are going to say, you know something, I'm just going to use my Bitcoin. I'm just going to use my Bitcoin because now I'll only accept Bitcoin. I'm going to pay people in Bitcoin. We're going to get away from this. And I do believe this is going to spread not just across the country here, but I think it's going to spread around the world. And I do believe this is just the beginning. And it's going to be a rough period of time, but I think the people in the end, they're all, everyone, all of us, we're all going to make out, because this is about destroying the private Western Central Bank. This is about bringing down their system. This is about exposing their system so people understand what they're really trying to do. And when you have a financial institution penalize you, they're taking your money. We want $2,500 because we don't like what you said. What do you think people are going to do? You think the people are just going to stand there, ah, crap, I just lost $2,500. And then you do it again, you lose another $20. No, people are going to say, you know what, close that account. We're going elsewhere. And this is just the beginning. Like I said, the people in the end, they're going to make the final decision. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describing mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with five specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are now trapped in their entire agenda and everything is being exposed. Think about what's happening right now. We have Trump with Truth Social. He has all the leverage. He has everything on the deep state that has to do with Russia, Russia, Russia. He has everything on the Clintons. He has everything on the Bidens. We have Durham now. He is hunting down these people and exposing the FBI, Department of Justice, how they're the muscle of the deep state players. Then add in Elon Musk. Elon Musk is taking on who? Big tech. Elon Musk is now grabbing the bullhorn and ripping it away from the deep state players. Then think of Kanye West. Kanye West now is going up against Hollywood, the CIA, and many others. All of this is happening at the same exact time. Plus, we have information coming in about election fraud. We have the Department of Justice and the Biden administration begging the Supreme Court, listen, don't go ahead with that ruling on who makes the laws for elections. This shouldn't be happening. They're panicking over this. We have Hillary Clinton out there putting out videos saying, oh, they're going to try, and the right-wing extremists, the white supremacists, they're going to try to steal the elections. Basically, she's projecting out there what they're going to try to do. Remember, their entire system is based on lies. Their entire system is based on deceiving the people, just like the pharmaceutical companies have done. I mean, just from what happened out in Europe, everyone should be seeing the truth right now. They deceived a population. They lied to a population. They're all part of the same exact system. So if they all lied about all of this, about the Alpha Bank hoax, about Russia, if they lied about the death jab, that means they lied about the pandemic and they lied about climate change and everything else. Everything is being exposed right now, and they're scrambling, they're panicking, they're doing things out of fear, and there is no going back. Trump, he has all of them exactly where he wants them. And now we're approaching the midterms. And yes, they're pulling out all the stops. They're trying to divide everyone between DeSantis and Trump, which is not going to work. They've tried this before. People aren't buying that. They're trying to say, ooh, Carrie Lake, she went ahead and broke into Katie Hobbs' election center, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're trying everything. They bring up this story about Herschel Walker, and all of a sudden, he paid for an abortion for this woman. They're bringing in everything that they have at the end of October. They're using everything that they have. And if you notice, they really don't have anything. They're running out of ammunition. Does this sound believable to you? Everything that they're trying to do? Everything that they have right now is propaganda, and it's not working on the people. Just like January 6th didn't work on the people. Trump, he's sitting back, and he's saying, look what's happening right now. We've just proven that Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. We've just proven that Hillary Clinton was involved in the Steele dossier. We've just proven in the court of law, it's documented under oath, that the FBI Department of Justice, knowing that all of this was fake, they decided we were going to go ahead and use it and get the FISAs against Trump. This is what everyone is now seeing. Trump is saying, look, now Elon is taking over Twitter. That's interesting. Ripping a piece of the social media big tech platforms away from them. Now we have Facebook, Meta, their stock is plummeting because all of a sudden they're involved in a scandal. Everything is not going the way the deep state thought it was going to go. Trump has all the leverage, pulling all the strings, and you can see how this is all playing out. And this is just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Durham. Because this is very interesting. And we read this from Paul Sperry before on Getter. But Trump, he retruthed it on Truth Social. So let me just read it again. And then he retruthed another thing about Paul Sperry. And I'll read that. And this is what it says. It's October 24th. It says, a well-respected doyen of the Washington Press Corps is set to expose his brethren's complicity in the Russiagate hoax in a hard-hitting 25,000-word insider account of big media collusion with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, and the FBI in falsely framing Donald Trump as a Kremlin collaborator. Big-name veterans from the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC News, among other premier outlets, are said to be targets of investigation in this expose. The in-depth piece, which I'm told, will rock the media establishment with major new revelations already causing among top journos, should hit soon. Details to follow. Now, when do you think this is going to come out? Do you think it's going to come out like the first week of November, right before the midterms? It's starting to seem that way. Then Trump, he retruthed this from Paul Sperry, and this is very interesting. He said, and this is October 25th, the chagrined mainstream media keeps trying to poo-poo the influence and impact of the Hillary Clinton paid Steele Danchenko dossier, but the fraudulent dossier was used in October 2016 FISA, January 2017 FISA, April 2017 FISA, June 2017 FISA, Crossfire Dragon case, Crossfire Razor case, Crossfire Fury case, Crossfire Typhoon case, Alpha Bank White Paper Investigation, January 2017 Intelligence Community Assessment, the SSCI Reports, Mueller Investigation, Team M Report, tens of thousands of media stories, many of which have since been retracted or corrected, Washington Post, CNN, etc. The dirty dossier like high fructose corn syrup was in everything. Don't be misled. It was the main ingredient that cooked up Russiagate, the very heart of the scandal. Now, really think about that. Because we know from the Post, FISA is going to bring down the house. What house? The White House. And look how many times they use this to get all the FISAs. They used it for Mueller. They used it for everything. And it was all based on what? A lie. They knowingly used this dossier, and they knew it was not corroborated. This is what Durham just proved. Who cares about Danchenko? Who cares about Sussman? They're not important. They're low lives. They're the low-hanging fruit. Nobody cares. We're going after the big guys. We're bringing them down. And if the FBI, Department of Justice, and all these people use this fake information to get all of these FISAs, and they used it in all these different investigations. They used it in the Alpha Bank white paper investigation. They used it in the Mueller investigation. The media just kept on repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. This is a scandal 100 times bigger than Watergate. This is Russiagate. And who was responsible for this? Who was behind all of this? We know, because it was brought out during the Durham trials. It was Clinton, Obama, and the rest. Actually, that information is going to be coming out. And will this bring down the White House? Yes, it will. But you have to do it right. It has to be done by the rule of law, step by step by step. And people have to start to understand what really happened here. And that's what people are witnessing right now. And this is why Trump continually calls out Pulitzer and says, are you going to do the right thing? Are you going to do the right thing? So I see you're not doing the right thing. We have the evidence behind us. More evidence is going to be coming out. And since you're not doing the right thing, we're going to sue you and we're going to force you to retract everything, which means Pulitzer is going down the tubes, which means all the awards that they have given out, they're null and void, which means everyone's going to be looking at all these reporters, all these people saying, what's real then? Because if that's fake and that was made up and Pulitzer didn't want to pull it on their own and it was proven that it was fake and now they have to pull it, Pulitzer loses all credibility. And what happens to all the fake news outlets? Well, aren't they destroyed? I remember going back in time when Trump said in a tweet that the New York Times, like, will cease to exist. I wonder if that's going to happen, because if this is the case, it seems like it's building up to that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we mentioned this on the economic side, and we know that PayPal, they snuck back in the $2,500 fine, and we knew that they were going to do this. They were testing the waters. A lot of people dumped PayPal. They said it was an error, it was a mistake, but remember, for the terms of service to be produced and published on the site, do you know how many attorneys and how many levels it has to go through to get the final approval to actually put it on a site? It's not like someone was looking at something and they hit, oh, put on site, and it just went there. It doesn't work that way. And now we can see they lied. Wait, weren't they spewing misinformation? Shouldn't they find themselves? And weren't all the fact checkers then spewing misinformation? It was all fake, phony, and false. And now we can see that it was always true. And people now are dropping PayPal accounts like there's no tomorrow, because people just saw PayPal lie. They lied to them. And who wants to be with a financial institution that is going to fine you if they decide it's misinformation? So let's use an example. If you had a site, you were selling t-shirts, and you were saying, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop is real, they would have said that is misinformation, disinformation. Because according to the fake news and according to these fake fact checkers, it's all Russian disinformation. But then, and they would fine you $2,500. And then we come to find out, wait a minute, the laptop was real. So do they fine themselves and double your money? Like, how does this work? So how do they decide? You see, this is where we get into the problem. Should they be the decision maker of what's real and what is not real? No, they shouldn't. So who's really controlling these people? Ah, it's those people that are putting out fake information. They are really trying to stop the truth. You see, it's not the misinformation, disinformation that they're trying to stop. They're trying to stop the truth because they are the purveyors of misinformation and disinformation. They don't want the truth countering what they say. And you can see that all of these financial institutions, they are controlled. And I wouldn't be surprised if this spreads to other financial institutions. And this is going to start to push people away from all of this. I mean, look what's happening now with Facebook. Facebook is a complete and utter disaster. And what's very interesting about this is that Stormy Patriot Joe, he put this out on Truth Social, and he said, yesterday at 4:30 p.m., I posted this. He said, saying, watch Facebook. It's not just a slight miss in earnings report. And I pointed to Q post 1719, where Q is saying it's much bigger than a slight miss on earnings report and a 20% slide. Well, this morning, Facebook Meta is down 20%. Future proves past. So when you start to look at all this and you start to look at post 1719, it says Twitter near 20% slide, Facebook near 20% slide, all because of missed earnings. What does the street know? Insiders dumping. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors: by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick-acting solution. Try it today, risk-free, for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. So what does that mean by insiders dumping? Well, we come to find out that Meta was fined $24.7 million for campaign finance disclosure violations. So a Washington state judge fined Facebook, the parent company of Meta, nearly $25 million for repeatedly and intentionally violating campaign finance disclosure law in what it is believed to be the largest campaign finance penalty in U.S. history. The penalty issued by King County Superior Court Judge Douglas North was the maximum allowed for more than 800 violations of Washington's Fair Campaign Practices Act, passed by voters in 1972. And do you think this is it? No. There are other judges and other institutions looking at this. This is a complete and utter disaster. And that reminds me of post 896. This is March 9th, 2018, and Anon on the board said, are we going to have more freedom of speech on private public speech services or not? Please answer the question. Well, Q did answer. 100% regulated, some platforms will collapse under own weight of illegal activities. And I do believe this is going to go far beyond this, because think about all the Zuckerbucks for the 2020 election. Think about all the drop boxes. Think about how they were holding back certain posts and advertisements to shift the narrative on the elections, actually manipulate the elections. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. But what's very interesting about all of this, and since this post brought up Elon, we see Elon, he's about to purchase Twitter on Friday. And we know that the Department of Justice, the criminal investigation, they are looking into the Tesla side of Elon's businesses. And they're looking into that because he has self-driving cars and there have been some accidents. And they have a criminal probe going on right now. I do believe all of this was done on purpose. And they're going to try to stop Elon any way they possibly can. Now, what's very interesting, and I think with this video, we're going to start to understand why Elon Musk says we're going to have to fire about 75% of the employees in Twitter. Because libs of TikTok on Twitter put out a tweet, and there's a video of an employee showing the day in the life of a Twitter employee. walks in, gets a cup of coffee. They have meditation rooms. They have a log cabin in there. They play games. They go to the roof. They sun themselves. They drink wine because it's on tap. It's pretty much they do nothing all day except use all the resources in the company. It looks like day camp to me. That's what it looks like. And it seems that there's no reason to have these people. Are they actually doing any work? Or are they just, you know, having fun? And it looks like they're just having fun. And where is all this funding coming from Twitter? That is very interesting. Let's see how this plays out. But Elon, he is now talking to advertisers. I do believe the advertisers are a little pissed off about all of this. And we're going to see a lot of things change. And right now, Elon, the takeover is nearly complete. Bank is sending cash for acquisition. And Musk is clarifying the intent to advertisers right now. Absolute Truth 1776 put this out on Telegram. It says the following: Twitter will come off of the New York Stock Exchange on Friday the 28th. This is the same day that Q began making drops in 2017. Pure speculation here, however. Wouldn't it be a bit neat for Trump to get his Twitter back on the five-year anniversary of Q's first drop? Extra points awarded if he gets his Twitter back at 4:44 p.m. Now, remember, Trump, he said that, listen, I don't want to go on Twitter. There's no reason for me to go on Twitter. But that doesn't mean that Elon can't bring back all the accounts. He could say to everyone in there, listen, everyone that you censored and banned, we're going to bring them back, except for those people that broke the law. And that means all the accounts will just come back online. Now, it's up to Trump if he wants to use it again or not. So Brian Cates put this out, and he looked at what Elon did where he carried in the sink. And yesterday we talked about how he carried in the sink on top. It says, let that sink in. And I do believe the deep state players, they weren't sleeping at all because they are panicking over this. They're losing their narrative hub. They're losing their hotlines. They're losing all of this. But Brian Cates put this out and he said, open source code Twitter or whatever Elon merges it with or morphs it into could be using mobile sync tech. Jack Dorsey spent years developing an open source code tech called Blue Sky that would allow someone to jump from one open source social media platform to another while using the same private account. Something like that would be the end of both censorship and the massive private data collection by the intelligence agencies. True free speech and privacy on the web. And I do believe this is what they have planned. Something like this. And we'll have to see how that plays out. The authority on True Social put this out. Trump owns Truth. Elon owns Twitter. Kanye owns Parler. Trump is taking on the swamp. Elon is taking on big tech. Kanye is taking on Hollywood. Free speech is a major move. Remember, when you really think about this, and just take a step back for a sec, we have always been told that this is an information war. It's not a bloody war. It's not like the first revolution, but it is a revolution. It's a revolution on information. To get the upper hand in an information war, what do you have to do? You have to actually have the ammunition. You have to have the weaponry to fire back. And if you don't have a social media platform, if you don't have Twitter, if you don't have True Social, if you don't have Rumble, if you don't have BitChute, if you don't have these things, how do you fight against the fake news, big tech, and the deep state? You can't. In an information war, you need to have these things. So if you notice what's happening right now, we started out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and those were owned by the deep state. They controlled all the entrances and all the exits, and they decided we're going to get rid of those people that are trying to bring us down. And the people moved to another platform. And the people started to speak out on the other platforms, and those platforms started to grow. Trump, at the right moment, he started True Social. It's only been open for, a couple of months? And it's growing and growing and growing. Now we have Elon taking over Twitter. Do we have the weaponry? Yes, we do. Do we have the ammunition? Do we have the soldiers? Yes, we do. Now, Trump, the patriots, the people, can go up against the deep state players. Because now, once the information starts to come out about Hunter Biden's laptop, about how Joe Biden was colluding with other foreign governments and money laundering and committing treason, and other information comes out about FISA on how they were all involved in this, now the people, Trump, they have the ability to push it out there. And I do believe we're going to see Facebook, YouTube, and the rest start to falter as time goes on. And the fake news, they won't even be able to keep up with any of this because no one is believing them right now. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have the upper hand. Now, that doesn't mean the deep state isn't going to try something. Remember, they're fighting for their lives. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to create chaos and to distract everyone. And what would they do? Yes, they would try to bring us to war. They've been trying to bring us to war. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed, but they're going to try. They're going to make it look very, very scary. And what's the other thing they can do? Well, for a very long time, they've been telling everyone that Trump supporters, they're going to destroy democracy. Trump supporters, they are the white wing extremists. They're white supremacists. And they keep pushing this agenda over and over and over. There's a reason why they're doing this, because they're preparing for what is coming. Now, does this mean they're going to succeed? No, I think Trump and the Patriots, they have plans to counter all of this. Just like what's happening out in Ukraine. They have plans to counter what they're trying to do. Do I think we're going to be going into a nuclear war? No. Think about the Cuban Missile Crisis. Think about what happened in 1984 with Bill Clinton. Jimmy Carter stepped in and stopped a nuclear catastrophe with North Korea. Bill Clinton didn't do this. Someone else stepped in. The same thing that happened during the Cuban Missile Crisis. It looked like there was going to be some type of nuclear war, but it never got there. And I do believe we're going to be heading to this scare event. Do I think it's going to be an actual nuclear war? No. I think it's going to be the fear-mongering of it, but we're never actually going to get there, thank God. So that's what we're going to see. And it seems that Putin is out there right now saying that there is no need for nuclear weapons because there's no reason for Russia to use them. We don't need to. There's no point. And we also had Secretary Austin out there, and he has said, we have not seen anything to indicate that Putin has made a decision to use a dirty bomb, nor have we seen any indication that Ukrainians are planning such a thing. Now, remember, this individual, is he in the upper echelon? Does he have all the information? Is he part of the puppet master? No, he's a soldier. The puppet masters, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, and the rest, they want a war. They are pushing a war. But right now, Putin is out there saying, we are not going to use a nuclear weapon. I don't see the reason why he would use one anyhow. He's already taken the land from Ukraine. The people that are desperate right now are the deep state players and the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. So when you're losing a war and you're very, very desperate, what do? You create false flags and you blame it on the other side. And I do believe that's what they're going to try to do. Is it going to work? I don't believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Greg Phillips is pointing to this, because remember, with election fraud, he was monitoring and tracking all of these mules using the cell phone geolocation data. And the fake news was out there trying to convince everyone that, oh no, that was debunked, it doesn't work. And all of a sudden, there was an article that came out, and it says that millions of Americans were assigned a COVID-19 violation score based on cell phone data collected during lockdowns. And Greg Phillips responded to this and says, wait, I thought this tech was debunked. Sounds like the Chinese social credit scoring system to me. Millions of Americans were assigned the COVID-19 violation scores based on cell phone geolocation data. So I guess this system works. It wasn't debunked. And they know it works. You see, they have to lie because the fake news, big tech, they're all part of the system. They're controlled. So yes, they're taking orders. They're going to lie until the facts and the truth are put up against them. And then they finally have to say, okay, we were wrong. That's the only way they'll admit it. Otherwise, they're not going to do it on their own. No way. Now, we know that the elections are coming. We know that the Democrats, they're trying to use January 6th. But January 6th is completely falling apart. The polls are showing that nobody really cares. The MSNBC did a panel, and the people there said, listen, I think it was Antifa. I think it was agent provocateurs. It wasn't the Trump supporters. It completely backfired on them. And now we're starting to see the Supreme Court justices or associate justice, Elena Kagan, she temporarily blocked a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the events at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. they were seeking the phone records of Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward. So everything that they're trying to do is not working. Yes, they're trying to make it look like, oh, Bannon, you know, he wasn't going to give us a, so he's going to jail. Look, we're jailing someone. But everyone's looking at this at the opposite way. You subpoenaed him and you know it was executive privilege. You know he can't comply. And you decided to do this anyhow. And this is not even a partisan group that is investigating anything because it's completely one-sided. It's the Unselect Committee. And the people of this country, they're not fooled by this. But you could see how desperate these people are. Because look what happened to the New York Post and Personal Blog Media News on True Social put this out. It says, breaking, the New York Post website and Twitter accounts are being hacked. And look what they changed the headlines to. And you can see how sick they really are. One of them says, we must assassinate AOC for America. Another one says, Zeldin, I will rape and batter Hochul, sorry ass. And you can guess the rest. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Zeldin, here's another one. Zeldin, Eric Adams, a New York City fried chicken eating monkey. Here's another one. Governor Abbott, I will order Border Patrol to start slaughtering illegals. So probably a lot of these woke people, they're probably passing around going, oh my God, look at the New York Post. Look what these people are saying. But this is all fake, phony, and false. This is their sick mind pushing that out here. And the only reason you do this is because they're angry. They're losing. They're reacting to what they're doing. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Just like with Katie Hobbs. She put out a statement on Twitter and she's blaming Kerry Lake for a break-in into her campaign manager's office, which is absolutely ridiculous. Well, Kerry Lake, she responded to this in Ultra Peppy Lives Matter, put this out, and she said to a reporter, are you really buying that? This sounds like Jussie Smollett number two. I don't even know where her campaign office is. I'm assuming it's in a basement somewhere because that's where she's been campaigning. You guys are despicable for falling into this trap. You are dividing people in this country. The fact that you're running with this story, shame on you. And she's absolutely right. It's a fake story. How about you investigate and figure out who actually did this? I wouldn't be surprised if it was her twin sister. That's a joke, by the way. But you can see that they're making this stuff up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is in regards to election and election fraud, because I do believe this is building and building and building. And we're going to start to see all the pieces, and they are starting to come together. And Trump, the Patriots, the people, they're building an election fraud case. And I do believe that the D's, they're going to help in this because once they lose 2022, they're going to start to talk about election fraud, foreign interference. They're going to actually start the narrative. But Real Toria Brooke on True Social put this out and said, according to U.S. cybersecurity firm Mandiant, a China cyber group, Dragon Bridge, has been running an extensive campaign to undermine voter confidence in U.S. elections and to suppress turnout in the upcoming midterm contests. Mandiant asserts Dragon Bridge operatives have made extensive use of false digital personas to spread misinformation. The report alleged that Dragon Bridge impersonated Intrusion Truth, a group that targets malicious Chinese cyber groups to generate credibility for its false claims. Among them, an assertion that a known Chinese digital threat group, APT41, was an American-created false flag operation. Dragon Bridge was allegedly found altering news articles to create fabricated content that it would then distribute via social media. In combination with that effort, members of the group would use fake accounts to pose as readers of the material. The group attempted to discourage Americans from voting in the upcoming midterms. This is how devious this whole thing is. because you can see the deep state players, they're working with foreign governments, and they cheated like we've never seen before in the 2020 elections. But things are starting to turn around right now. Think of all the evidence that's being produced. And I do believe with each election, the military intelligence is gathering more and more information. Why? Because they have to cheat like they've never cheated before. They have to use new techniques. And you can see it's building upon each other. And that is how you build a case. And what's very interesting is that the Biden administration, and we know from Hillary Clinton, because she put that video out there about the Supreme Court, where they're going to vote, you know, who makes the laws for elections. And I do believe it is the legislatures. They're the ones who make the election laws. So everything else that we're seeing in this country, coming from the ATF, coming from the CDC and all these other places, all these rules are absolutely meaningless. You can't be arrested because of you broke a rule, because it's not a law. Congress, our legislators, they're the only ones that can make a law. And I do believe that this has to change. But what's very interesting is that the Biden admin urged the Supreme Court to reject a legal theory pushed by the Trump supporters in an effort to overturn the 2020 election. This is what they're saying. So they don't want the Supreme Court looking at this. But I think the Supreme Court is going to look at this. And let's see what their decision is going to be. Now, we know the deep state players. They're going to try everything they possibly can to manipulate the elections coming up. They're going to try to cheat. And they're going to use the same tactics that they used before. We might see a couple new ones, but we can see that they're already preparing the narrative for this. And this is why people have to go and vote like you've never voted before and have everyone else come down and vote. We need a red wave. We need a red tsunami. We need to overwhelm their system. We need to override their system. So it's impossible for them to cheat, because if you have 70, 80% voting in the election, it's going to be very difficult to come up with those numbers. And it's going to be very difficult, because you know why? This is not two people running. It's not, you know, the president's election. This is the midterms. You have governors, you have senators, you have representatives, you have all of these people running. And this is going to be a lot more difficult to cheat. And I do believe this is why Hillary Clinton is saying, don't worry about the midterms, because we need to cheat in the president's election. The midterms, there's too many people. It's too hard to cheat in it, but they're going to try. They're going to do their best. So Pennsylvania election results, they're saying, could take days. And this is coming from the Secretary of the Commonwealth. Why should it take days? We've been doing this for over 200 years. We've always had election day. Why all of a sudden? It's not like the population now is 10 times larger than a couple years ago. What's the problem here? Oh, the problem is these people. The problem is that they need time to figure out how they're going to cheat. That's why they want to make it into election week, election month. Look what else they're saying. There might be a ballot paper shortage. That might cause problems. Now, I don't know about you, but people are receiving their sample ballots right now. So if they have paper to create the sample ballots and distribute it to everyone, they'll have the paper to do the regular ballots. Because if we're running very, very low on ballots, why use the paper for sample ballots then? Really think about that for a second. Does that make any sense? No. But they're doing this because they're going to say, hey, we just don't have enough ballots for this election. Maybe we should wait until we get more ballots. See, they're doing whatever they possibly can to stop the midterms. They're cheating like they've never cheated before. But I do believe they're being monitored. And everything that they're doing, even if they're upping the ante, they are being monitored. And the data is being collected. And that shows you a pattern. And it shows that they knowingly cheated in the election. And if you notice, there are certain states that just so happen to send out tens of thousands of ballots. And then they say, oh, it was an accident. But if you notice, isn't it always in the areas that have to do with the Democrats in the swing states? Well, DC Drano put this out and said, Pennsylvania just did it. Arizona just did it. You ever notice how these Secretary of States that accidentally sent out tens of thousands of erroneous ballots are always Democrats in swing states? What a quintydink. Well, is it really coincidence? I don't think so. It's being done on purpose, and they get caught and they say, oh, it was an accident. Oh, just like, you know, Twitter or Google or YouTube or Facebook. Oh, we took that countdown. Oh, that was a glitch. That we have so many glitches, but it's only for those people telling the truth. No one's buying what they're selling anymore. So with everything that's happening right now, and Charlie Kirk is keeping a record of this, on Twitter he says, ABC News, ballot paper shortage could cause problems on election day. A tight supply of paper has left little room for error. Step one, set the narrative. Step two, blame COVID. And if you notice, they're building the narrative right now, and they're letting people know that, hey, we're going to cheat, and this is how we're going to do it. So expect these things. Now, of course, the other people are saying, oh my God, we don't have paper? Oh, wow, it's going to take a week? Okay, you already told us. But those people that are awake, they know that this is how they cheat. This is what they do. And it's completely falling apart on them. Look what's happening out in Florida. We know that Governor DeSantis, he created a new election crimes unit. And these people in this new election crimes unit, they are now cracking down on ballot harvesting. And it seems that they've come across a ballot harvesting scheme. So the new election crimes unit has recommended state police open a full and criminal investigation into a Democrat whistleblower's detailed complaint of a long-running, widespread ballot harvesting operation in the African-American communities in politically important Central Florida. Former Orange County Commissioner candidate Cynthia Harris filed a sworn affidavit in late August with the Secretary of State's office alleging that illegal operations to collect third-party ballots have been going on for years in the Orlando area, where voting activists are paid $10 for each ballot they collect. She described an intricate system funded by liberal-leaning organizations that dispatch ballot brokers into black communities to pressure voters to turn over their ballots. The $10 fee per ballot is divvied up among the parties who help complete the harvesting. The collection and delivery of ballots by third parties is illegal in Florida. The newly created Office of Election Crimes and Security did a preliminary inquiry on Harris's allegations and concluded there was sufficient evidence to warrant a full criminal probe by the state police. So Florida is cracking down on all of these things. And states, they should have these units to go after these people, because it is a crime. Remember, we're voting for our representatives. We're voting for the president of the United States. I would say this is one of the highest of crimes, except for murder and things like that. But against the state, yes, this is a very high crime right now. If you're trying to manipulate an election, this is treason. This violates the Constitution right there. But you could see that the deep state players, they're losing, and losing big. A Wisconsin judge has rejected a request from the state's League of Women Voters to allow election officials to count absentee ballots with incomplete witness addresses. I mean, why would you have incomplete witness addresses? Why would you count those? So Dane County Circuit Judge Nia Trammell said that the group's request for temporary injunction would upend the status quo and not preserve it, and frustrate the electoral process by causing confusion less than 2 weeks before the election. The Republican-controlled state legislature, which intervened in the case, welcomed the judge's ruling. The legislature has passed bills since the 2020 election to make absentee voting more difficult. And we can see it's not just Wisconsin, but it's happening in a lot of different states right now. I mean, look at what happened in New York. They said the mail-in ballot boxes, it's unconstitutional. Look what's happening out in Georgia. Liz Harrington put this out on True Social. The Georgia Supreme Court confirms voters have standing to sue election officials who violate the law. Yes, if you're breaking the law, the voters should be able to sue. Actually, there should be a complete investigation. Voters may be injured when elections are not administered according to the law. Absolutely. It's time to crack down on all these criminals. All these people that bring in the ballots, who keep feeding the ballots in, they're breaking the law. It's not done by accident. They knowingly go ahead and push the agenda of cheating in the elections. And the people now are wise to this. And think about what has happened since the 2020 election with the affidavits of all these people that testified in front of the legislators in the very beginning with Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani, letting them know that, yes, we saw cheating. We saw this. The legislators said, okay, let's look at the ballots. Let's have forensic audits. They saw anomalies, incomplete addresses, incomplete signatures, and everything else. And then we had other states do this. Then we had Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips. They went ahead and they tracked the people using cell phone geolocation data. And they found out, wow, these are mules. They have tons of ballots. They're just dropping them in. It's completely against the law. And then we had the 2000 Mules documentary. And everyone saw how they did this. And then we come to find out that the FBI interfered in the election with the Hunter Biden laptop. And big tech did, fake news did, the corrupt politicians did. They all interfered in the elections. And they also interfered in the other elections with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the Alpha Bank hoax, and everything else. And then we come to find out that China was involved and they were taking our data and keeping it on a Chinese server. And Eugene Yun of Koenig, he was arrested. And a lot of states and a lot of counties were using this software. The election fraud cases are building right now. Nothing can stop what is coming. And the people now, they are seeing all of this. And what's very interesting is Rasmussen reports, they did a poll. And they said, okay, what are your biggest issues in the midterm? Well, we know it's inflation. 89% are concerned about inflation. Number two is the economy. 88% are concerned. 60% are very concerned. But election integrity is mocked by legacy media, and they call those people who want free, fair elections and want to look into elections to make sure that everything's on the up, they're election deniers. But 84% are concerned about election integrity. 61% are very concerned. Those are the three top issues coming up in the midterms. Number four is high gas prices. So the people are very concerned about this. But you could see what the deep state is trying to do. They're trying to divide the people like they always do. They're trying to put DeSantis against Trump and Trump against DeSantis. But this isn't going to work. And I do believe during the debate, Charlie Crist tried to force DeSantis to say, are you going to run in 2024? Are you going to just leave Florida and go for the presidency? Well, see, that is not going to work. And I think DeSantis knows this. I think he's on board with Trump. But I think what the fake news is trying to do and all the other deep state players, even the rhinos, they're trying to create a division here. They're trying to make people take sides. But right here, Trump, he is the one that people want right now. Yes, DeSantis is incredible. DeSantis, I do believe, is going to have his chance to run for president. Is it his time right now? No, Trump has to finish what he started. And I do believe the MAGA crowd, the Trump supporters, they understand this. And it's the fake news, it's the deep state, it's all of these people that are trying to create this division like they always do. Is it going to work? No. The people see through this now. The people see the truth, and there's a red wave coming. And Dan Scavino, he put out a video. It's 59 seconds long, and it shows all the trees that are turning in New York, and they're red and orange. And I do believe he's signaling that a red wave is coming. And he's continually doing this, telling people we need to get out and vote. We need to override and overwhelm their systems. But since this video is 59 seconds long, let's go to post 59. And this is November 2nd, 2017. And down below, it says something very interesting because it kind of goes with what's happening today. It says, we are fully prepared that all social media will be shut down to prevent the spread of this information. POTUS's Twitter, etc., and or mass censoring. Now, remember, this was in 2017. Well, we know that they took down Trump's account, and we know that there's mass censoring. Sealed federal orders pre-submitted as prevention and masked as in general, though that does not account for rogue agents, programmers within. Dates in pending actions are deliberately provided for authenticity. Alice and Wonderland. And I do believe there's going to be a lot more coming. I do believe they're going to completely lose control. And the only way where they think they're going to gain control is to have a communication blackout and most likely keep the fake news reporting the news. So I do believe they're going to try to bring down the social media platforms. Are they going to be able to bring down True Social? Are they going to bring down Rumble? No, I don't think they'll have that ability. I think they might shut down the internet, the landline internet. But remember, there's Starlink and there is the Space Force where the satellites came online. And we know that Rumble has already connected to Starlink. So I don't think they're going to be able to shut down what Trump and the Patriots have set up. I think they're going to try to, I think what they're going to do is shut down Twitter if they can. Most likely when Elon takes it over, they won't have that ability. So they'll probably shut down Facebook, Instagram. They'll shut down YouTube. And they'll try to shut down other communications. They might be able to shut down the others. But I do believe Trump with the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place to block all of this. And once again, Trump and the Patriots, they have all the leverage. They have all the evidence on them, and they're making these people squirm. They back them into a corner. The walls are closing in on them, and there is no escape, and there's going to be no deals. Little by little, they're feeling more and more pain. I mean, they just felt pain like they've never felt pain when Twitter is going to be taken away from them. I mean, that is painful. What other pain did they feel? Well, when Durham said Hillary Clinton, well, he didn't say it, but Mook did, that Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. When he had the FBI on the stand and they were the muscle for the deep state players, and it came out that Clinton, she was behind the Steele dossier. See, that is pain, because people are learning this. And if you look across the country, people are seeing and understanding this. Now you have Marco Polo with that report that has come out. And now we could see that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter Biden's dealings, which means it's treason. And people are talking about this. It's no longer Hunter Biden with prostitutes, Hunter Biden smoking his crack pipe, Hunter Biden having a weapon. It has gone far beyond this. A little bit at a time, drip, drip, drip. Bring the people into the fold. Make sure they don't pop. Then as soon as they are all on board and they see the truth, you can bring in the rest and you can flood them with information. Drip, drip, flood. And it's going to be very interesting in these next 2 weeks as we move towards the midterms. Let's see what the Patriots have in store, because we can see the deep state players, they have played hand after hand after hand, and it is not working. They tried all of these October surprises, and they are all flops. So let's see what happens in the next 2 weeks. Maybe nothing will happen, and that would be very interesting in itself, but let's see what happens. You see, this is all part of the show. It's the Patriots are in control. They're bringing the deep state players. They're bringing the corrupt politicians, the fake news, and everyone else down the path where they want them to go. And they're exposing everything. Everyone can see the tyranny. Everyone can see the treason. Everyone can see the collusion with big tech. Everyone can see the flip-floppers like Cheney, where now she's endorsing Democrats, which tells you that she was never a Republican. You could see how all these people have been lying and lying and lying. And that's what this is all about, exposing their system. And now people see the truth. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax advantage crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors: by supporting a boost of metabolism metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describing mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with five specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com.